Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Greetings, citizens.
Ready
welcome.
As I'll ever be.
To the show. Buck up, motherfucker.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm trying, man.
Adjust your attitude.
I'm trying my best. This is, you know, it's. I'm just warning you guys now. I'm not going to be my usual.
No, just rise to the occasion.
Oh, man. Okay.
Because you slept bad.
I did. Really bad.
Yeah. If you guys don't live in New York, you probably don't know that if you have a shitty apartment, you can't adjust the heat in most places.
Yeah, it's
I've had three apartments where I can't. It's just like they decide.
Yeah.
Somebody who works here.
Yeah,
the super.
They decided it should be 100 degrees, I think, because it's fall now. You have a 200-year-old radiator that just screeches throughout the night. And there's not even a knob on ours. It just felt, when we moved in, we were like, how do we adjust the heat? And the guy was like,
open a window.
You'll have to open a window. I was like, I'll call you in the middle of the night,
so you
Jerry.
Got, yeah, so you got like
open my window.
Snow blowing in on you.
Mm-hmm.
While you're next to, it's like you wake up and you're just all kinds of plugged up and, you know, sleepy.
If you don't live in New York City or any other, like, I guess, coveted city to live in where they can take advantage of you.
Richmond,
I don't
Virginia.
Think you may not understand that, like, I'm just trying to imagine somebody who moves to New York from like a reasonable place where if you have an apartment, everything should work in it.
Right.
That's not something you should expect when you move to New York.
Our
you
neighbor.
You should expect at least one thing to be duct taped and never usable. And you can't complain about it. That's just how it is. And you pay your entire life savings to live here in a fucking shoestring.
Our neighbor told me that she called the management company or whatever to complain that her kitchen was full of mice. And they called her a bitch.
It's this really mean.
It said you always have some kind of problem, you bitch.
Oh my god, she's the woman that I always talk to is this really mean Eastern European woman. She's been super nice to me though, which is strange.
Yeah, but she has an accent that's like cruel. Just like
she yells
on
at
a
you.
Friendly day.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, she's mad that you call her, and then she yells at you and tells you to repeat yourself, and then once she figures out what's wrong, she's much nicer.
Yeah, it's like 2 in the afternoon, and she acts like you called her at 3 in the morning.
She's When we moved in here, this place was fucking filthy. There was like
pubes everywhere.
Pudding smeared all over the walls.
Yeah, pubes in the fridge.
And we are...
Which didn't work, by the way.
On top of everything, it wasn't a functioning fridge. And we were like, hey, I don't know if you want to get somebody back in here to clean, or if we do it, if you could take that off of our rent. And she was like, nobody's taking anything off of the rent. That's not happening.
And they gaslight you in a way where you're like, okay, maybe I won't complain about anything, because someday something big's gonna happen, like the ceiling's gonna fall in, and I'm going to need to use my complaint then.
Exactly.
So if you say like there's pubes everywhere or there's like dirt in the shower, and you complain about that, they're gonna be like, oh, this person
is
a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
And my old place, literally once or twice a year, okay, the first thing that would happen would be that the bathtub would fill up with black water.
Oh, yeah.
Because the apartment, a lot of these apartments aren't like real apartments.
That place was haunted.
Yeah, it was like you could tell it was like a hospital or something. And they were like chopping up rooms. So what I was living in was like, you know, it used to be two apartments and they divided it in half.
Yeah.
And then, so my bathroom is just this like hodgepodge of pipes kind of glued together with you know, chewing gum. And so every once in a while they would fail, and the toilet did not function. Like,
right.
If you had to take a shit, you were going to end up plunging, no matter what. But then the bathtub
and
would fill up.
And you gave me so much shit
clogging
your toilet.
Well, you plug up every toilet that you come across. You shit bricks.
Go on.
So the bathtub would fill up with water, and then a lot of times it would spill over, and you would wake up. Like, you wake up to go to work at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you're already upset about that, and you just step into like an ankle deep
puddle.
Evil
muck.
And they would never get back to you, and you know.
It took
sometimes
them-
you would just hear it, it would just sound like a waterfall coming out of the bathtub. And that would happen like once or twice a year. And then the other thing that happened, this is before I met you, this like bubble started appearing in, I want to say, in the ceiling over the kitchen, but everything was the kitchen in the fucking living room.
Yeah.
You know, it was all one room. This giant bubble started forming, and you're like, well, that's weird. Like in the plaster.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you call and nobody comes, and then the bubble bursts, and now you are in the middle of a waterfall. You're just watching everything you own get destroyed. Yeah, and they patched that up, and then it just happened again because what was happening was water was getting into the window of the apartment above me. Like there was a gap in the windowsill, so when it would rain sideways, every time it would rain, all the water would sit there in like the floor, their floor, my ceiling.
Yeah.
And then just pool and sag on the like plaster, and then eventually just break.
Explode.
And just brown water falls all over all over your dishes.
My last apartment in Williamsburg, we couldn't call to have things fixed because we had built a little illegal bedroom for me, so no one could know about it.
It was like plywood. It's like a cardboard box that you were in, like off the kitchen.
Yeah, that somebody had built way before I moved in there, but it was cheap as hell. And the ceiling, there was also this screeching pipe in there that I slept right next to.
Yeah,
literally,
that was
my
awful.
Head was right next to it, and it would scream all morning. It started at like 8 a.m., which is right when I would get home to lay my weary head to rest, and go all morning into the afternoon. And then it also made the ceiling peel. And
yeah, Jesus. What is it about these pipes? Why do they have to scream? Why is that part of it?
I don't know. I don't know if that comes with age or if they've always screamed.
Installed like like, you know, in a cartoon when it's quitting time at work.
Yeah.
And there's like a whistle.
It was exactly
like,
that.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Had that, yeah.
Like, why is that part of the machinery?
It's awful. I hate it. I didn't sleep all night. I haven't felt this way since I worked graveyard shifts. I had almost forgotten how awful this feels. It's like your eyes hurt. You feel fluish. I took a melatonin before I went to sleep.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah,
you take a melatonin and you also can't sleep. Your body's like, what the fuck are you doing to me, man?
You're just high. You're like this weird, like, opiate high.
It's awful. And it's so stuffy and hot. It just makes you depressed.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. I turned on the AC in the middle of the night. It's mysteriously turned off.
Imagine that. I sleep next to the AC, right? So it just blasts fucking snow on me. And you're next to the heater, so you want the AC on, but I'm over here like shaking.
We should have switched.
While you're sweating. Yeah, we're going to. We're going to switch
awful.
Tonight.
No, I'm
I've been
on
trying
couch.
To get that side the whole time we've lived here. But,
we
you know, you make
before.
Sacrifices as the man in the relationship.
That's true. That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
You know what I was just thinking about? This has nothing to do with anything. Just the thing we were watching reminded me of this. Remember when we had that open mic like forever ago at Cantina Royale?
Our dead son mic?
Yeah, that's the one. John Newman would perform, and he was trying to work on a bit that starts off like, I had sex the other night. And then we would all stand up and applaud for the rest of his time so he couldn't...
We would just waste the rest of his time.
And at first he was like kind of charmed by it, but it would slowly just like piss him off. And then we would do it every time. And then he would wait for it. He would go, I had sex the other night, and then we wouldn't do anything.
He had this like Pavlovian response, and then we like pulled the rug out from under him.
He'd be like, well, that's the only thing I wanted to work on, so thank you very much. God, that was so funny. We keep cheering.
I think I have a video of that somewhere.
Do you? That was great.
Oh, man. He's a fun person to playfully torment because he's a bit serious.
Yeah.
But he's also got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, he's like a businessman.
He's a businessman.
You know what else is annoying about this apartment situation. It's not like we're fucking poor. That's the other thing, you know?
Yeah,
like,
gross.
If we were living, yeah, ew.
Ew, if you're
but like, if we were living somewhere else, things would function. But
with
here,
the amount that we pay for this apartment
in a city that's shut down, by the way, there's no like, what is the appeal of living here? I want to move to the woods so bad because at least then you know, you can go for a walk or something.
Yeah.
This place sucks.
I know.
It sucks to go outside in the East Village in New York City to like walk the dog at 11 p.m. and you're the only one outside. Like, this should be a bustling area of partiers and,
yeah,
you know.
This whole debate about like whether or not New York is dead or a ghost town
debate.
Or whatever, it's dumb. It's because it's the same in any other city. Businesses are closed.
It's not a ghost town, but it's far less fun.
Yeah.
Like, by a lot.
Yeah.
You know, people still live here. People are still like getting groceries and shit. You
yeah,
can see them walking
like
down the street.
Fucking Walking Dead.
But you can't go to a show. You can't go see music. You can't go to a dive bar, you know?
Yeah.
So to pretend that it's not like severely different is ridiculous.
Right.
You know?
And to get no, I mean, the tiny bit of aid we got from the government, and that's it.
Yeah.
And no rent relief or anything.
What
is
Trump's,
laughable.
What's Trump's point when he says New York is a ghost town? Like, what is he getting at?
Like, that's not his fault. Like, that's
right.
Cuomo's fault or something? Is that what he's trying to say?
I have no idea. Like, I understand going after Cuomo for the nursing homes
yeah.
or whatever. But what is this, like, New York's a disaster, it's a ghost town. It's like, yeah, because there's a fucking, what the fuck?
Yeah.
There's a disease. So we stayed inside.
Man,
so we shut down businesses.
This whole nursing home thing is funny because you know that Cuomo has had to bite his tongue where he's like, what was I, they're fucking old.
Yeah,
what was I
cares?
Supposed to do with them? He's like, I had to send them back, come on.
Right. These guys, though, you know, these Cuomos and whoever else, Trump, they all see themselves as like outside of the elderly,
yeah.
You know,
Cuomo's the one calling millennials like 19-year-olds. He's like, these millennials are having their college parties, their off-campus
right.
parties. It's like
they're having you guys are having your Paw Patrol watch parties and sharing juice boxes. That's because they don't want to admit that.
Yeah,
they're fucking old.
They're pushing elderly.
There's some like Afghanistan war vet, two-time war vet, chopping up hot dogs for his 8-year-old,
yeah.
watching Cuomo on TV, like, you kids need to stop, you millennials, stop having your college parties.
Yeah, he's like twice divorced.
Yeah, my fucking friend Eric looks like Old Man Winter. He's got a full head of white hair and a bright white beard, and he's a millennial,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think that's gotta, I bet you, even more than we were, or maybe whatever generation is like the new young generation, it just kind of sticks with you. Like, boomers were like the baby, they're literal baby boomers. And so I think they think of themselves as young even now.
Yeah.
They've always thought of themselves as young.
Right. Well, there was a lot written about them and a lot
yeah.
going on when they were, you know, college aged.
Mm-hmm.
So they always feel like, you know, there's countless movies about the Vietnam era and, you know, people protesting and stuff. And they still see themselves as like Kerouac on the road types.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though that's a little earlier. But you know what I mean? They all grew up reading that book and fucking hitchhiking and growing their hair out and shit. And like, that was cool as fuck. And, you know, the Hunter S. Thompson and shit. And we're still making movies about that and talking about that stuff. And they're like, yeah, that's who we are. It's like,
except they all fell asleep at the wheel and went 100% corporate.
Right, right, right.
And
right.
pretended like,
oh,
they're
didn't the worst generation of all time.
I don't
the
I don't
terrible
know.
People.
I hate this generation.
Me too. And it's gotten worse recently. We're
yeah.
all lumping each other into these
groups.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's stupid.
I think it all really started, I hope we don't do that. I think we've had this conversation before, but I hope we don't do that to Zoomers.
Yeah.
Just like, you guys are like this. It's like, what's the fucking point? You know, we're all pretty much overlapping.
Right.
We're all texting.
We all exist
we're all on
the
fucking internet.
Internet together.
No
yeah.
more generations.
Yeah.
And who gets to name them?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Generation Alpha is the new, like the,
like that's the babies, like
my,
right now?
Yeah, my niece's generation.
That.
We're going to call them all alphas?
Yeah, that name is just going to lead to some real
complexes.
Behavior. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to be Wonder Woman for Halloween. I was like, here we go.
Feminist
got
propaganda.
A little feminist in the family. No, thank you. No, she looks adorable.
You just showed me something on your Facebook that was very funny.
Oh, yeah. It was two professional photos. One was a couple at their wedding. And the other was them with their black lab with a bandana on it. Those, like, super overdone studio portrait photos where you're, like, outside in the fall. And it said, "What an incredible year, and somehow the best is still yet to come. Here's to 2021.
Jesus.
They were announcing that they're going to have a baby. I was like, not now.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about what a great year you had, you psychopath.
Oh, your grandma's lungs collapsed? Well,
yeah,
how am I doing?
Yeah.
Pretty good, actually.
You were like, everyone's on ventilators right now. What the fuck are you doing?
What a year.
I just think even if there's a nuclear holocaust and there's like half the population left, these like really basic, like primarily using Facebook kind of people will never let up.
Oh,
ever.
No.
They'll still be like, Caden took his first steps today and we went to the pumpkin patch. And we're like, we're all dying.
Yeah. You also know that those people are... Like, that's, they post the pictures of the pumpkin patch and they're like smiling or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the pumpkin patch, you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
get in, like, the car.
Yeah.
Get in the fucking car. Get in the car. Caden, get in the fucking car. Get in the car. Get in the car. You, we got you a gourd. You're not getting another gourd. Get in the car.
You're like, this was your fucking idea.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to come here.
Right. Facebook is a lie.
Yeah.
The other group of people that will never relent are comedians. I mean, I was talking to, after my show the other night, I was talking to some comics about the stuff they've been doing. And when you hear it, like Zoom shows and like going to drive-in movie theaters where everybody's in the car and you're just kind of talking, like you're not getting any feedback as far as laughter is concerned, is you go like, what are we doing now? So the world is ending. And we're just going to stand on a pile of skulls and say, you know, cat people and dog people are different. I had that moment, too, at the show, this last show. It was cold.
Yeah.
And the audience wasn't as good as the previous audiences we've had at the show. And it was kind of sparse. And then there was some, like, car alarms that went off. And you just go, like, well, if the conditions aren't ideal, why are we doing this? The show's outside, by the way.
Right.
I should mention that. But, yeah, and I watched Patton Oswalt did a Zoom, not a Zoom, but like you paid for it and you went to this webpage and you watched him stream comedy from his kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing it for charity. And it's fucking Patton Oswalt. So you expect this like level of performance. You know, the jokes were there. He had all the beautiful writing that he always has, but he was just completely uncomfortable and he kept like drinking scotch to like push it down and shit.
Yeah.
And there were some awesome, hilarious moments, but for the most part, it's like, you're not going to, I was sitting at work. I'm not going to laugh at work. And there was a chat too. So everybody's interacting with each other in the chat. So there's a built-in distraction there for you.
Yeah.
And his wife was coming in and doing bits and shit. And it was just like,
brother.
Well, this isn't stand-up. I mean, stand-up is essentially dead.
It's just not the same. Well, my argument is that we have two choices, I guess. We have this shitty, adaptable version that's obviously never going to be the same. Or we have nothing.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Because like what's happening, it's not that you have like this urge to do it or that you really want to bring laughter to the people. The biggest lie in comedy. It's that you have.
Fuck the people.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless they love you, then, you know, that's what they're for. That's why they exist as vessels to hold their love and affection
to for reflect
you.
Your own
narcissism.
Narcissism yeah, back yeah. at you. Yeah, to validate your narcissism.
But what's happening is you've taken this thing, comedy, and you've defined yourself by it completely. You have nothing else going for you. And then so when that drops out, you go fucking nuts. And also the days just kind of blend together and there's nothing going on. And you got to go like, what did I used to do? Did I like fucking movies or something?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Before this comedy shit. Oh, yeah, drinking. That's it. But but
oh,
then I
God.
Think a lot of people... fucking have kids, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and they gotta... You're saying, like, they have to make a living?
No, I'm saying you try to find something to put your attention into.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's why you're seeing this, like, return to kind of the nuclear family, where everybody's like, okay, well, I'll start to define myself by my relationships and the people in my life.
Which is kind of a nice thing.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm a curmudgeon or whatever, but when you're forced to look around and take stock in what you have,
right.
and it makes you appreciate.
That's why I keep going back and forth on that, you know? It's like, I'm like, it's weird that everybody's kind of coming together, getting married and having kids so quickly right now this year, and... it's like there's worse things, though.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Also, I know I was just complaining about this, but I think really I'm just a cunt and you can't win
with
me.
Yeah.
You can't win with
I
me
agree.
Either way. Ian does this joke every time, okay?
I'm just trying to be supportive of my...
cunt girlfriend. But like, is it really that bad? If you have an adorable toddler and you take him to the pumpkin patch and
you have a
cute picture of him holding a little pumpkin... and you want to share it with people, that's not a bad thing to do.
Well, just don't write, this is the best year ever.
yeah, that's all.
I'm having such a great time over here. Sorry, you're dead.
That's true, yeah. There's a middle ground.
That's why that was fucking funny. If it was just like a you know, a family at the pumpkin patch, you'd be like, next.
Yeah,
but
she was
you
like,
won't be offended
what
by it.
An incredible year, and I can't believe the best is still yet
right.
to come. It's like, bitch... we're all miserable over here.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear people say, like, why would you bring a child into the world right now? Which, it's kind of like, I don't know, a fucking child doesn't, like, a baby doesn't fucking know anything's going on.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully this shit will be wrapped up by the time your baby has to go to school and, like, or
yes.
watch the news or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, probably won't be, but...
I know, that is the thing that's... makes me sad or concerned or what, I don't know what the emotion is, but the people that I know who have like 4-year-olds, 3 or 4-year-olds, they're learning to be terrified of other human beings.
Yeah.
They go to the park and somebody walks too close and they run screaming like, oh no, like 6 feet, keep your distance.
Right.
And that's weird.
That is weird.
That is scary.
But I do think there's parts of the country that are barely affected.
Are there?
You know?
Wyoming?
Yeah, I think so.
Wherever the feral hogs roam?
Yeah. If you live in like a rural town, I don't think it's that big a deal.
Isn't it? Didn't you say where your mom lives, there are like no cases?
I mean, that was the case a while ago. I don't know if it's still like that.
Yeah. Man, that must be nice. Like, does that mean restaurants and stuff are still open?
I don't know. Because Michigan was one of these places where people wanted to kidnap the governor because she wasn't letting anybody do anything.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's crazy. I do think, okay, I know I'm an MRA and I'm always complaining about women and like rolling my eyes when people like cry misogyny, but I would like to play devil's advocate. I do think that sometimes when there's like a woman in a position of power, it makes people more angry than normal.
Yeah,
makes them like,
that's absolutely true. I kind of am reluctant to talk about this stuff because, you know...
you just don't want to validate the obnoxious people.
Well, I don't know what happened there. I didn't do enough research.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are rightfully pissed off at her because I know she did some really fucked up shit. Like,
she
told people they couldn't go on boats, but then she let her husband do it. So her husband, like,
yeah.
is going to the dock and just taking his fucking... I don't know, pontoon boat out.
Yeah.
And he's the only one on the lake because he's allowed to. He gets like a governor's pass or some
bullshit.
Shit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's like Chris Christie going to the beach when he shut them down.
Yeah,
was
yeah, yeah.
Insane.
I forgot his about that.
Fucking giant body just sprawled out on the beach after he shut it down and told nobody else they can go.
The fall, that guy's fall from grace is wonderful because do you remember when he first like hit the scene and it was all this video of him, all this footage of him like at rallies and stuff fighting with teachers and really putting them into their place and people
really?
Were like, we fucking love this guy.
Why?
And teachers are like, can we have a living wage? And he's like, well, you should do a better job, you piece of shit, next. And everybody's like, we love Chris Christie because we're from fucking New Jersey and we're retarded. And then, you know, and then he was going to make this move to try to become the president. And then, you know, when that didn't work out, he wanted to be in the cabinet and like he just became a complete laughingstock.
That's great. Yeah,
yeah,
that
great.
Is that is sweet. I love karma. I love it when the universe writes itself.
Right.
It rarely happens, but that's
what's
nice.
Up with him? Is he still?
No, he got out of the hospital. He's
what the fuck?
I know. We talked about this. Remember, I was like, we were trying to reckon with like, is it okay? Like,
is it
how
okay
do you
to
feel?
Wish death on
yeah.
people?
Yeah, and then I was like, no, I don't wish that for him. But then I got the notification that he was out of the hospital, and I was like.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, he's I think he knows deep down that he's an embarrassing piece of shit.
He was yeah. He was just dragged.
Yeah.
Completely recently with all the entire Trump run. He's just looked like such a fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no bouncing back from it.
There's something so shady about Trump does this shit too. So shady about this like this almost like backdoor mafia way of dealing with problems politically where it's like, you do this for me or you're getting punished. Like shutting down the bridge.
Right, right, yeah. I mean, the Democrats do that in a different capacity. Like they, you know, the, was it Super Tuesday where everybody dropped out like simultaneously?
Yeah, sneaky as fuck.
Was that what it was? It was Super Tuesday?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, it was. And all of a sudden...
Yeah, so what happened was Obama called all the other candidates and was like, you need to drop out because right now Bernie's doing pretty well. So you guys all drop out and support Biden and I'll reward you with cabinet positions. And we're going to start seeing that shit. Well, I mean, with Kamala already, that already happened with Kamala.
Yep.
She got her spot. But, like, I think you're going to see, like, Pete Buttigieg with some kind of, like, high-ranking position.
Secretary of Dance.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
What?
Just because.
No, it's because he's in SAG now and he's an actor.
Oh, right, right,
he's a triple threat.
Yeah. I forgot he wanted to be an actor.
He is, like, now. Didn't he?
Is he in stuff?
He got...
Jesus Christ. This, my God.
It's like
that
a
is
new
so despicable.
Seinfeld-type sitcom just called Buttigieg.
That's... I mean, I know we bring everything back to comedy, but it's like comedians now that they can't do stand-up are, you know, on TikTok or whatever, like Instagram Live and shit, mm-hmm. and you realize that it's... It's always just been about the attention, you know?
Look at the pot calling the
kettle
well, a TikToker.
Well, I posted some videos of my stand-up on TikTok.
This one's blowing up on TikTok.
Yeah.
And
everybody accusing me of stealing my own jokes.
That's so funny.
This is stolen from Twitter. Yeah, because I tweeted it.
My
asshole.
Fucking Twitter. People just have to shit on other... Like, that's how the... Like, Reddit... And now I'm realizing TikTok works. People get this, like, they see something doing well and they're like, how do I fucking ruin this? How do I make this person feel bad?
Yeah, it's that. And it's also people believe themselves to be the smartest person in the world. Like, they wake up and everything they see is just like, ugh, already knew that.
Yeah.
Already know about that. I pretty much invented that already. So then they go on, you know, everything they watch. If it's got like a lot of likes or whatever, they go,
yeah.
Oh, everybody's an idiot on here. Let me explain to you why you're fucking stupid. This is a stolen joke or, you know, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Just like, that's actually wrong. I read a joke about how fucking PlayStation video games are depressing. And you got, of course, you have the people like, oh, this person has obviously never played Cromulon's Ascension or whatever. because that game is not depressing.
It's like, why do you have to do this?
How about you go get a gaming PC for once in your fucking life? Just build a gaming PC from scratch. I'll explain to you how to do it. Just fucking listen to the thing.
There was some tweet you put on Reddit that, I can't remember, it was just so obviously a joke, and everyone explained to you as though you were genuinely asking a question.
Yeah, I wish I could remember what it was.
I can't remember, but it made me laugh so hard. I was like, they're like double pranking you, right? These people can't be real.
You're right, like, it's like somebody says, like, I just flew into town and boy, are my arms tired. And then the comments will be like, why would your arms be tired if you were in an airplane? Yeah. Airplane aviation expert here. Actually, your arms would not be tired because you'd be sitting in a chair. This guy fucking gets it. OP is a faggot or whatever.
You're like, what the hell, man? Yeah.
And by the way, going back to what we were saying before. Yeah, I realize I'm just trying to get the attention, too. I'm not saying that it's like everybody else.
Yeah.
I think you try to, like you said, like, what are we doing when we do comedy? We're trying to get validation and have people tell us we're funny or whatever. So it doesn't matter the platform. So I feel like everybody's trying to play with all this other stuff. If I'm on Twitch and I'm telling jokes, does that scratch the same itch?
Yeah.
If I post stuff for children on TikTok, does that do anything for me?
It is a symbiotic relationship, though. If you are good at comedy and some people are bored and want content that will make them laugh, it doesn't matter that I'm not saying that this is what you were saying, but it doesn't matter that you're seeking that attention as long as it's good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If it's mutually beneficial, then
right, yeah,
be
yeah.
as full of yourself as you want and get that attention. Because
I think what we're saying is, like, just be honest with yourself and don't go, you know, I like spreading
joy
to the people.
Fuck no.
Yeah, fuck the people. But it is not as validating to post stuff online and, like, read through the comments as it is when you're on stage and people laugh. You only get, it's like a toggle switch. It's on or off.
Yes.
You're laughing or you're not. That's all the feedback I need.
That's my favorite thing about live comedy. There's no comment section.
Yeah.
That stuff stays in people's brains and they can walk out and go have a drink and tell their friends.
Right.
They
somebody don't approaches have to, you afterwards. You just
they hand you a
the
note.
Head.
Everyone in the audience stands up and hands you a note afterwards.
Have you ever been to a show where there's feedback cards?
No. No. Oh, my God. That's awful. I've gone to a feedback mic. I think I've talked about
this. Oh, I've done that too.
Before, but having people repeat your jokes back to you, people you do not respect at all, and then tell your joke wrong.
Actively hate
it
even.
And then what they do is they don't give you constructive, like, actually, I think this would benefit from one extra tag in this place. They go, I would actually tell the joke this way, this really horrible way that you didn't even, that isn't even close to what you had.
Yeah, so now it's not a joke. It's more, like, of a statement.
I want to die just thinking about doing that. That is such a bad idea.
Yeah, I went to a feedback open mic because the whole thing was if the person putting on the mic liked you, there was a possibility that you get a spot at this club. It was a new club.
That's
the only reason I went there.
Prostitution shit.
So I go there, and then first you realize that the host, the person putting on the mic, is awful.
Yeah.
And now, oh, fuck.
They got into a car accident in 1995,
right.
And
well,
had
no,
half their brain removed.
It's one of these hot women situations where it's like, it's a hot woman is like, I started comedy today. It's like tomorrow she's on the road at in a fucking stadium opening for whatever horny 40-year-old man.
yeah.
So this woman is like, you know, impress somebody with her tits and so mm-hmm. like, okay, now you're the booker for the 3 p.m. Tuesday talent showcase or whatever. Anyway, so there's like four of us and I did my, like, tried and true fucking tested 5 minutes that I've done at this point, had done a million times and always works, you know, just like straight ahead, no fucking curveballs. Here's a bunch of jokes that I know land.
Yeah.
And then then just three other people go up who've, you know, done it three times, hold the microphone a foot from their mouth and, you know, looking at their shoes. And then you have to sit there while they all break down your jokes that where there's no fat on the fucking jokes. Like, even these jokes, you could say they're not particularly interesting or edgy or whatever, yeah. But they are, everyone, you go, ha, okay. Yeah. All right. I get that. You know, there's no extra words. It's done. They're fucking done.
It's just...
it's like, what about this? What if you move this over here?
It's such a bad idea because this isn't... This medium, I hate calling it an art form, but like, it's not like anything else where you can like tinker with it because every person's brain is different. And so having somebody else come in and rework it is like, it's not... That's not how this works, you know? It's like trying to fix it with, I don't know.
No, it's weird too because you're going to an open mic. So you're not successful people.
Yes.
You're not good at this yet.
Yeah.
You're not good enough to not be here. So why do I want your fucking opinion? You know, I would be open to going to an open mic where the club has somehow hired some headliners to sit and watch you and then say, hey, I've been doing this for fucking 20 years. You've seen me on Comedy Central. This is what I would do here, here, and here.
Yeah, that would
and
then be great.
Even then, you take it with a grain of salt because they're not you. They don't have your perspective.
Right, exactly. Man, this isn't exactly the same thing, but I once sent somebody a tape for a showcase at a club. One of those things where you're like, how did this person get in charge of this? This person with no credits who's just an absolute nightmare. How are they in a position where they're receiving tapes to put you on stage at a club in New York City? But it was like one of my first tapes ever. It was a million years ago. And I have a joke where I reference Mad Men. That's it. I just like say Mad Men and move on. It's a totally different joke. And she emailed me back and was like, hey, Catherine, pretty good, but I worked in advertising for like 15 years and most of my set is about advertising. So I think that would be a little too familiar for people because I talk about advertising and I can't have anybody else talking about advertising.
This is the booker?
Because she's also a comedian. She's hosting whatever. It was like a ladies showcase or something.
Yeah, strike one.
And then she was like, so if you could just send me a totally different tape, I can review that. I was just like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, I actually talk about dating, so no one else can talk about dating on the show. It's like totally, we're obviously not going to be talking about the same thing.
Right.
I have one joke where I reference a television show about advertising. Oh my God. Anyway.
Yeah, that's not even an advertising joke.
Right, it wasn't.
It's a television joke.
Exactly. It's just insane to think that these are some of the people in charge in New York City. I mean, this isn't a show that's going to lead to anything, but it's at a major club in New York, and this person is getting that stage time.
Yeah, I'm at my wit's end with all that stuff. It's just, I'm never... I don't have the talent to impress these people. Like, be, like, charming and happy about, I don't know, you just you just look at these communities, these club communities or these show communities, and you just go like, this has to do with so much more than comedy. It's you guys have created a bond and a friendship, and you know that's why you all work together, that's why you travel together, because we know who the funniest people in the fucking world are, and they're not on TV. They're not headlining the clubs.
Right, not anymore. I feel like it used to feel, or I guess from afar, before I was ever involved in comedy, it used to feel more like the funniest people rose to the top, but I don't know, like we said, nothing's even happening anymore.
Right.
And you were talking about having a not so great outdoor show and wondering why the fuck we're doing this to begin with.
Yeah.
I had a horrible set last week. It wasn't a bomb because like I had some of the jokes landed when they could land, but we were on a rooftop and directly behind us people who lived at the building like next door were having a party and just blasting music to the point where like people couldn't hear me with a microphone on stage, and you could see people's eyes just wandering because they're trying to focus but they can't.
Yeah.
That's a horrible feeling when you're mid-joke and you see somebody's eyes just wander up to the wall behind you.
I'll just count to 1,000 in my head.
Yeah. At one point in my set, a woman near the front got up to yell at the people having a party. Was like, guys, sorry, but we're actually at a comedy show right now. And I was like, oh, God.
That's humiliating.
It is awful because I'm supposed to be in charge here.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad to the point that you could just tell people living their lives to stop. But, like, it was also distracting. So I didn't know where to live. Like, I didn't. The second I addressed it in this, like, managerial way, I thought it would take the wind out of the sails. But also her doing it really fucking sucked.
Right.
Anyway, that was a fucking nightmare. Oh, yeah. And then I finished and I tripped over the mic and knocked it over. And I had to crawl back to the stage and put it back together after I had...
That's funny. See, that's funny.
Oh, God.
What really gets me, and I don't know, this is going to sound whiny, but like I'm doing all this stuff outside in this atmosphere where it's not conducive to comedy at all. And I have a show and I'm booking a bunch of people, and in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking, like, for these people, they get up on these shows and this is an inconvenience for them for a while. But then when everything comes back, if it ever comes back, they'll just file right back into the clubs and they'll get their fix again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that fucking luxury. Like, for whatever reason, through my comedy career, I've been unable to impress the gatekeepers. So even when this fucking ends, I'm still fucked, you know? I'm still, like, scrapping. And like everybody's kind of, like, down about comedy because there's nowhere to perform. And when you do perform, it's not great. And my thought process is, like, welcome to my fucking world.
Yeah.
And I feel even more upset because I know that there's no light at the end of the tunnel for me. When this is all fucking done, I'm not in with these cliques. It's like the fucking junior high lunchroom, you know?
Yeah,
and everybody is at their tables, and for whatever reason, I'm still eating in the fucking bathroom like a psychopath.
Because
you know?
Don't have tits yet.
Yeah, look at these babies. I'm being fat as shit. I got some B cups going. Shave
Stop.
These nipples and take a pic. You
Stop
wouldn't even.
That.
I could start an OnlyFans.
Don't.
I think.
You can start an OnlyFans either way. Do you want to start a claymation OnlyFans? I really want to.
I
do
don't
that.
Think that would do well.
I think it would.
What do you want to? You want to make like claymation movies?
Mm-hmm.
Of nude people?
Mm-hmm. Like stop motion claymation porn.
Okay. Like some Tim Burton type shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Should we watch The Nightmare Before Christmas?
This is a controversial opinion, but I don't care for that.
Yeah, for its time, I think it was pretty great, but goth weirdos ruined it.
The fans ruined it. That's all. People are obsessed with it, and I watched it very late, and like I was probably like 20 when I finally saw it. Maybe no. Actually, I think I was in high school, but either way, the hype didn't match the film.
Visually,
for
it
me.
Was cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once you see Tim Burton's, like, trick, his stop motion thing, it's like, it's hard to, like, then he does the Corpse Bride or whatever. It's like, I get it.
Whoa,
they have big eyes.
We could do stop motion claymation.
This sounds like a lot of work for me.
Jack and Sally porn.
People would sign up for that.
Yes,
like
we should.
Fat autistic kids.
Yeah, if we made it, I could try my hand at
band kids
at clay making.
Okay.
We could do
somewhere.
Like erotic. It's in the desk in the bedroom.
There you go.
Erotic, like it's not. Nobody's doing this, man. this is new.
This is our ticket.
This is it.
To an apartment with a functioning heater.
We could do it. Yeah, you know, I mean, just based on that fucking Beetlejuice bar alone, the dorks and the Tim Burton fandom is out there, and you know they're horny.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you're right.
And it's not the
There's
same.
There's got to be some deviant art or something.
Yeah,
with like
but this is the only
the
thing.
The mayor with the three faces just eating ass or whatever.
Dude, we could do all of that, and it's the only thing that's going to be accurate. Because even human beings dressed up as these characters is not going to be the same.
Oh, I think it's going to be very difficult to sculpt all these intricate characters. I mean, you have a project. Go for it.
Fine, I'll do that today.
Do some. Get a bag of blow and just like get cranked out of your mind. I come home and the whole apartment is covered in little figurines.
With dicks and
yeah.
Butts.
Skeletal cocks.
Oh yeah, wait. Would he have a bone dick or like a fleshy dick?
He would be dickless.
Oh.
He's bones.
Damn.
He's a cock. He has to sit in the corner while Sally gets plowed out by the werewolf.
Okay. All right. I'll work on that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. When I go to work and my coworkers ask me what I did this weekend, I'm going to be like, oh, you know, not much. Not much. Just a little artwork. Tried my hand at sculpting.
It is weird the people that have like taken up new projects during quarantine and have like blown up, you know?
Do we know any people?
Speaking of TikTok, a lot of TikTok people are now like, you know, just friends of ours are just huge. They have like millions of followers all of a sudden on this baby app.
I know. TikTok, to me, it reminds me of Reddit in that like numbers don't mean anything.
Yeah. No, it doesn't
translate
to anything.
We're just giving away likes willy-nilly. You can have a million likes on something and it translates to nothing.
If you're smart about it, you can get people to listen to your podcast or sign up for your Patreon. I think that's what a lot of people are doing. Like, you can watch my comedy special if you sign up for my Patreon. This is just a taste, you mm-hmm. know? These are just clips. Or it translates, it goes over to Instagram. I think you're right. Ultimately, nothing comes of it unless you're one of these, like, mega famous
if you're really
girls who do lip syncing.
Yeah, I'm not that talented.
There's this girl on there, I forget, Bella something, and she's just kind of, she's cute, but it's not like mind blowing, and she just like does little lip syncing things, and she hugs like stuffed animals.
Wow, ew! That's so. It's the clash of infantilizing.
I know.
Girl and like sexualizing at the same time is so gross.
Yeah, it's like a lot of like big eyes, big cartoon eyes, and like a lot of cartoon movements. You know? Like scrunching up your face and stuff.
Weird.
But then you got like these triple D tits.
Only Belle
like
Delphine
tattoos.
Can get away with that. She doesn't have, which is even weirder.
She's done. She's
is she?
Yesterday.
I think
news.
She still has a Patreon though. I think she's just like purely behind a paywall now because she was too triple X for. She was like too on the nose with the little girl cartoon shit, and like people were like, "No, you can't be this obvious about it."
Yeah, you have to pretend that.
That this is just for fun, and I'm just a little girl. I don't know what you guys
are
doing at home.
I'm just playing Among Us. Yeah. And she's got two fucking dildos in each orifice. She's like, with cat ears on.
They were like, Belle, no.
Cattail butt plug.
I fell in love with that Spanish girl on TikTok who pronounces things. Hello, squirrels. Hello.
She mispronounces words. That's her whole deal.
She's
very charming.
She's so adorable. She should be the number one TikToker. Because she's not, like, she's obviously.
I think she's up there.
Yeah. But she's obviously, like, very, very cute and, like, very young. But she's not doing this, like, horny thing too much. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know what you mean. It's the e-girl.
Yeah.
So, I thought of something. I was like, what do I need to talk about? The hot sauce we made, the custom suicide packed.
Not bringing that up because sometimes you tell me to not bring it up.
Well, it's because, you know, I didn't know when everything was going to arrive.
Yeah.
But the labels are supposed to come tomorrow night. And then I'll start, you know, shipping that stuff off to anybody who's a Patreon listener. So I think if tomorrow's Tuesday, then I guess you gotta sign up for Patreon by tomorrow when the labels come, and if you're already signed up, then I'll send you a free hot sauce.
Hey, let's give them to the end of the week because some people don't listen to this right away.
Okay
okay
so Friday
yeah you have by Friday
the 30th
Is that right?
Yeah. The 30th. Yeah.
Okay. So sign up for Patreon. Patreon.com/suicidepact. And if you're signed up by Friday, we will send you some motherfucking hot sauce. We're terrible business people because we started a Patreon and we're like, we'll be rich. But then we took all the money and we poured it back into merch for...
No, this is a good thing.
No, I like it.
We're
not
off on ski-doos.
We're
not on ski-doos. We didn't blow all our money on ski-doos. Okay? We're pouring it back in. Your money is going right back to you.
Right.
Not a ski-doo.
Yeah. Unless you... signed up a while ago. In that case, you're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Because new people...
We're working on it. We're working on giving back.
Well, I want to keep doing this. If it's easy, you know, it might be a real pain in the ass and we really might have to spend a lot of money on shipping and stuff. But
if you're one of those folks who lives in Norway, I don't know...
Yeah, that's going to be a whole other thing. I'll make a video or something once the hot sauce comes in. But if you live out of the country and it's going to cost us like a ton of money to ship to you, we might ask you for a little bit.
I have a question.
What?
That maybe I shouldn't say. I should say this off the podcast.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, if this all works out, we have other merch ideas of like goofy shit we're going to send you.
Yeah. Let me know if you think, because Ian likes the idea of throw pillows that say it's wine 11 somewhere, right?
I'm going to draw the Twin Towers, but as wine bottles and then a corkscrew flying into them.
Yeah, it's wine.
It's going to say never forget the Merlot.
Yes.
Or it doesn't have to be a throw pillow. It can also be like a thing you hang on the wall, like on wood.
Ooh.
And in cursive.
My friend from high school has a little Etsy shop where she makes those.
Here you go. There you go. We can talk to her.
Hopefully. They're a lot more wholesome than that, but maybe she'll be into it. Also, I was thinking, this is from like episode 4, but a coffee mug that says, don't even blow each other until I've had my coffee.
Yeah.
But whatever.
If people get the
want.
Reference, I don't know. We'll workshop some ideas.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I have claymaking to do.
Yeah, you do.
Claymation.
All right. Is that it? Is that enough?
I think that's probably it.
Okay. Bye. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.